This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Gemara and Rabbi Yisai. So today we're going to do a very interesting sugya. The Gemara says on Daf Hey, the Gemara wants to learn out, how do I know Asei Dechalei Sasei? The Gemara says we're going to learn out from Nazir. How are we going to learn out from Nazir? The Gemara says, Roishai tells me that a Mitzoira has to cut off even his hair. The Gemara says, does a Mitzoira cut off his hair even if he's a Nazir? But a Nazir is not allowed to cut off his hair. It says, Sar lo yavar al Roishai. So the Gemara says, Azariah, Asei is doichalois Asei. The Asei of Roishai pushes off the lav of Sar lo yavar al Roishai. Then the Gemara says, no, we can't bring a raya asei dechalois asei because the lav of sar lo yavra roishai is a much weaker lav. Why is it a weaker lav? Because it's enoi, it's because it's efshar b'sheila, the Gemara says. Because he could be materit. And since he could be materit, maybe it's a weaker lav, and then asei is not doiche, such a lav. The Gemara says you have to say it's a weaker lav. Why? Because there's an asei and a lois asei by nazir. What's the asei and a lois asei? Rashi points out the asei is Gadel Pera Sa'ar Roishoi, and the lav is Sar Lo Yavar Al Roishoi. And if so, we should learn out from here, Asei is Doiche Lois Asei Va'asei. And we know, Ein Asei Doiche Lois Asei Va'asei. Why don't we learn out from Nazir, Asei is Doiche Lois Asei Va'asei? Says the Gemara must be, because this lav is different. This lav, since this lav is efshir b'she'ela, therefore such a lav is asei is doicha lois asei va'asei, and also asei is doicha lois asei in general. So basically, the Gemara says a principle. The principle is ein asei doicha lois asei va'asei. So the question is why? Okay, that is the principle, and that's what the subject of today's shir is. Why the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Hey says, Asei is not doicha, lois asei va'asei. Why not? Why is an Asei not doicha, lois asei va'asei? I think most people would say, very pashut, the reason why Asei is not doicha, lois asei va'asei, is because my ome hay asei me hay asei. Why should Asei one be any stronger than the other Asei? I understand an Asei could push off a lav. Fine. But an Asei cannot push off an Asei. So since the Asei can't push off the Asei, you know how to do it. Plain and simple. An Asei only has the capacity. Asei is stronger than a lav. Let's say we'll go with the Ramban Shita and Parshas Yisrael, and I hope to have a shir on this maybe next week or the week to come. And that is Ramban writes in Parshas Yisrael, fulfillment of an Asei demonstrates Avas Hashem. Not violating a lav demonstrates Yiras Hashem. In Asei, Ava is greater than Yira, and therefore Asei pushes off a Lois Asei, but not, how could an Asei of Roishai push off a lav of Sar Lo Yavra Roishai? On the other hand, you have a Mitzvah Asei of Gadel, yes, Sar Roishai. That would be the simple understanding of Ein Asei Doicha Lois Asei Vasei. By the way, Toisvis in Yevamos, if I could beg your indulgence for a moment, Toisvis in Yevamos on Daf Vav, Tosfos says, this is the big Tosfos that starts on Hey Amid Beis going on to Vav Amid Aleph. Tosfos in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The sixth narrow line. Elaha de Kaimalon de Ein Asei Doicha Lois Asei Va'asei. Nigmar Mehacha de Dachi. So Tosfos says, E efshir sheyidcha asei lois asei va'asei demay umay dehay asei mehay asei. An asei cannot push off a lois asei va'asei because why is one asei stronger than the other? You see that? That's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, the 11th narrow line of Tosfos on that Vav. Tosfos says why? Why is an asei not doicha lois asei va'asei? Demay umei hay asei mehay asei. Why would asei one be stronger than the other asei? Now, if I would ask you, friends, according to this, if somebody let's say somebody decided to fulfill the asei and to violate the lav va'asei, would they get malchus? You hear the question? Let's say a nazir, who's a mitzvah, so he has a mitzvah d'oraisa to shave his hair. But on the other hand, he has a lava asay, he's not allowed to cut his hair. Let's say he decided to cut his hair to follow the procedure of Metzora instead of following the procedure of Nazir. Would he be Chayiv Malkus? One would think that according to the line of Tosis we just read, where the whole reason why asay does not push off a lava asay is mai o mehai asay mehai asay. So the only thing stopping the performance of the mitzvah is really the other asay. But the lav, maybe the asay pushed away the lav. It's just the asay can't push away the asay. Right? If the reason why an asay cannot push off a lava asay is because it can't push off the other asay, but maybe it could push off the lav. And in that case, if a Metzora, who's a Nazir, were to cut their hair, they wouldn't be Chayiv Malkus. They would only be violating an Asay, but they wouldn't be Chayiv Malkus, right? Nasan, you're masking to that. Yeah, Nasan gives me a thumbs up. Right? If the only reason why Asay doesn't push off the Lav, it does push off the Lav. It's just it can't push off the Asay. So if you violate the Lav, L'chayr, you're not Chayiv Malkus. By the way, the Achroinim ask, this understanding of Ein Asay Doichalei Sev Asay is not so mashman the Lashon. Because the Lashon is, the Asay can't push off a Loisa Sev Asay. It's not true. Can't push off the Asay. Could push off the Loisa Asay. So the terminology is not precise. Because it's not that it can't push off a Lava Asay, it can't push off the Asay. But L'chaira, it could push off the Lav. So they say it's Lav Dafka. It means it just doesn't push off the Asay. So the first Maramakam I want to show you is Toisus in Chulin, the Shita of the Riva. The Riva brings a Shita, and without getting into the whole Cheshvan of the Gemara over here, the Riva says, V'tiretz d'nehi d'loi d'achi, it's true an Asay cannot push off a Lava Asayu, miu im avar al oisoi Lav, if you violate the Lav, enoi loike, you don't get Malkus. Do you see my arrow? The reason why the asay is not madche, it only doesn't push off the asay. Aval halav command alasa. The lav is like it's not there. The asay dochile, the asay pushes it off. In other words, this is exactly like Tosis is saying in Yevamos, that the reason why asay doesn't push off a lava asay, it's the other asay it can push off, but it could push off the lav, and therefore if you violate it, you're not chayiv malkus. Now, the interesting question is, are you violating the lav? In other words, I understand you're not going to get Malkus, but are you violating the lav? What do you say, Asi? You think you're violating the lav? L'chaira, not, because the Asi pushes it away. But, Tosis ends off by saying, he says, Shema dafka le'inyin d'loy loki al oisai lav. Maybe you just don't get Malkus, Aval loy madchile lagamri, but the lav is still present, it's not pushed off completely, so you would be violating the lav, but you wouldn't get malchus for the lav. But it seems like, conceptually, Tosis feels, like Tosis in Yevamos, that it's the asay that the asay cannot push off, but it's not the lav. You're definitely not going to get malchus for the lav, however, and perhaps you're not even violating the lav. So that's the Shita of Tosis in Yevamos, as well as Tosis in Chulin, on Daf, Kuf Mem Aleph. However, Tosis in Kedushin brings a different Shita, and what's interesting is, if you look in this Tosis, there's a little, on my sheet over here, you can't really see, this is, you see this black circle? That wasn't originally a black circle, it was a Rabbi Kiva Eger design. It was a Gilyan Hashas design. I guess with the cam scam, it didn't come out good. I'm going to just move you over here. The Gilyan Hashas over here says, Ayin Chulin, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, Amen Aleph, Tosis Amasko, Loi Tzrichi, that was the Tosis we just saw. So Tosis over here brings a different sheet. In other words, so far we're learning that an Asay versus a Lava Asay, the Lava is Avada pushed off, and you're not Chayiv Malkus for it. It's just a camp push of the Asay. However, Tosfos over here brings the Shita of Rabbi Yosef Me'eretz Yisrael. A very interesting Rishon. Rabbi Yosef Me'eretz Yisrael. Let's see who's with us. Rabbi Yosef Me'eretz Yisrael. Okay, interesting opinion. Rabbi Yosef Me'eretz Yisrael. So he says, Hiksha Rabbi Yosef Me'eretz Yisrael Aperesh Zah. We know there's a concept of Shemen Sreifa. What's Shemen Sreifa? Kadshim, let's say that became Tameh, you have a mitzvah to burn it. Now, to burn Kadshim on Yom Tif is a violation of a lav and an aseh. Right? We all know that Yom Tif is a lav va'aseh. A lav, don't do malacha, and an aseh of the aseh observance of the Yom Tif. On the other hand, burning Kadshim is a mitzvah saseh. Now, here's an interesting thing. For a woman is not allowed to violate Yom Tif, there's a lav. But does a woman have the aseh of Yom Tif? Not really, because it's a zman grama. So can a woman burn kadshim on Yom Tif? You hear the shayla? You have a mitzvah d'oraisa to burn the kadshim. On the other hand, doing malacha on Yom Tif is a lav aseh. It's a lav of don't do malacha on Yom Tif. It's an aseh of observe the Yom Tif. But for a woman, the aseh is zman grama. So technically, we should say aseh doicha lois aseh. On the other hand, there is an aseh the woman has, she's just not mitzuvah on it. So does that do anything? Would we say, well, why is one aseh greater than the other aseh? The same way Tosfos in Yevamos and Tosfos in Chulin said, an aseh can't push off an aseh. Maybe an aseh cannot push off an aseh, which is, you're not mitzuvah on. Very interesting Tosfos. Ready for this? Hiksha Rabbi Yosef Me'eretz Yisrael HaPeirzeh Imkein Gabe Ein Madlikim Meshemen Sreifa b'yamtav. For all you Ashkenaz shuls out there who still say b'amem adlikin, we say ein madlikin mishem and sreifa b'yamtav. Why? Mishem d'yamtav aseh v'lois aseh u'sreifa as kodshim enoy ela aseh. Let me just move. Ela, ein ela aseh. Isha she'eno chayeves b'aseh d'yamtav. A woman who's not chayv in the aseh of Yom Tif to have his man grama v'chisucha lahadlik b'shem and sreifa b'yom Tif? Can a woman burn shem and sreifa? For her, it's an aseh versus a lav. V'chitema inochanami, and if you're going to say maybe a woman could burn shem and sreifa on Yom Tif, amai loy l'shtam atana d'loy amralach. Why don't we find a Tana that says a woman could burn shem and sreifa? Because for her, there's a mitzvah of sreifa as kodshim versus a lav of Yom Tif, and there's no aseh of Yom Tif for a woman. Get a load of this. The aseh sheyeshi moy lav, an aseh that has a lav with it, af halav olim. The lav becomes stronger. It's not the pshat the aseh can't push off an aseh. It's that an aseh that has a lav, the lav is stronger, v'loy dochi le aseh, and an aseh cannot push off such a lav. Avhacha halav olim, here too, the lav of Yom Tif is strong. Why is that lav of Yom Tif strong? Because there's an aseh with the lav. So it's not like Tosfos says in Yevamos and in Chulin, the aseh can't push off the aseh. It's that an aseh cannot push off a lav when that lav is bolstered by another aseh. When a lav is fueled by an aseh, then an aseh can't push it off. So we have a big machloikis between Tosfos, Yevamos, and Chulin versus Tosfos and Kedushin. Tosfos and Kedushin holds that the lumdus is that a lav bolstered by an aseh, the aseh cannot push it off. Masha'in came Tosfos in Chulin and Tosfos in Yevamos says, no, it's the aseh cannot push off the aseh. What's the nafkamina between these two shitos? Very pashit. If you violate the lav, are you chayiv malkis? Tosfos in Yevamos, Tosfos in Chulin, who says that it's the aseh cannot push off the aseh, but the lav is still there. Excuse me, the aseh can't push off the aseh, but it could push off the lav, right? Then you don't get malchus, like the Rivas says explicitly, you don't get malchus. And l'chayra, Tosfos in Yevamos dav vav, that says, but the lav is pushed off, and you're not chayiv malchus. But according to Tosfos in Kedushin, that the lumdus is, the aseh bolsters the lav, and now the aseh can't push off the lav, you're going to be chayiv malchus. Look in the Ran in Shabbos. Oh boy, this is a little guy. Let's see if we could fix this up.
Have you a question?
Yeah, sure.
So for the woman, though, there is no aseh. So while they
hear... Oh, good, very good. And you see another very big chiddush from Tosfos.
For her, you can, but it's not.
Oh, good, right. I want to thank you, Ellen. That... Oh, very good. Aside from that, in other words, aside from the fact that you see that according to Tosfos and Kedushin, you're going to be chayiv malchus for the lav, you see another major chiddush, because technically the woman does not even have an aseh. She's not mitzuvah in the saseh. But apparently the lumdus of Tosfos is that a lav that was given to the Jewish people in combination with an asay, that lav is so strong that even for those who are not commanded on that asay, it's still a stronger lav that an asay can't push it off. That's an added chiddush you see from Tosfos. Okay? So you see really two chiddushim from Tosfos. Number one, the lav is not pushed off. And number two, the lav is not pushed off even in a situation where the asay is not really prevalent for that individual. Look at the Ran. I don't know if you could see it. I don't know if you could read it. Okay, I have a copy here. It's very hard to read. You see where this black line is here? I'll read to you the words, and I have the original copy, and then maybe you'll be able to see it inside. The Ran says, here, this says, V'chol ma shetimtza b'talmud. Whenever we find in the Gemara the asi asay v'doy chalois asay, that asay kapushus of lav, mizeh ha'ikur shehekdimuhu, the main thing is v'zeh ha'din b'lav greida. Here, let me move this away. No, I have to make it small. Okay, belav greida bovad, aval loisa se va asay, v'chol shekein loisa se shbekars ein asay doiche oisam. The Ran is saying that the din that Hashem gave that asay is doiche loisa se is only by a lav by itself, but not by a lav in asay or a lav sheish bekaris. Hashem never said asay is doiche a loisa se va asay. Now this, according to this, would you be chayiv malchus if you violated the lav? You bet. Because Hashem never gave the din of asay doi chalois asay by a lava asay. I mean, this is different than Tosfos in Chulin, the Riva. The Riva says it's only because why is one asay stronger than the other? But according to that, it could push off the lav. Here the Ran is saying Hashem never gave the din of asay doi chalois asay versus a lava asay. Very similar to what Tosfos is saying in Kedushin, that a lav bolstered by an asay, we don't say the din of asay doicheloi asay. So we have basically two shitais. We have Tosfos in Chulin, which is supported by Tosfos in Yevamos, and Tosfos in Kedushin. Tosfos in Chulin says that the lav is not there. Maybe the lav is aser, but you for sure don't get malchus. And Tosfos in Kedushin says the lav is there because it's bolstered by an asay, even in a situation where you're particularly not chayiv in the asay. Let's look in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Baruch Hashem, during Corona, the most frequent shaila I got was as follows. Rabbi, you want to come to my house and do shluach hakein? I don't know, the birds were having a field day during Corona. And here, I'm going to show you. If you don't believe me, check this out. See this? Robin egg. Anyway, I had two opportunities to Mekayim, one with a robin and one with a cardinal. Anyway, what's the shiloh like? The shiloh is like this. The Rambam says, Asar litail aim alabanim. You cannot take the children when the mother is there. Vafil latayr bahanasa metzayra. Even if you need the bird to purify a metzayra shu mitzvah. So you would say the mitzvah of metzayra should push off the lav of taking the bird. Vim lakach, if you took the egg, chayv l'shaleach. Vim loy shalach, if you're not going to send away the mother, loike, you're going to get malchus. Why? The lav of loisikacha im alabonim. Aye, but there's an asay of mitzayra, of I need the egg to purify mitzayra. So we should say asay doicha lois asay. According to the Riva, you wouldn't get malchus. The Riva says the asay pushes away the lav. It's just it doesn't push away the asay. Why does the Rambam say you get malchus? Says the Rambam, she'ein asay doicha lois asay va'asay. Period. Asay doesn't push off the lav. Asay, it doesn't push off the lav. So the Rambam argues on the Riva. The Rambam sides with Rabbi Yosef of Yushalayim in Tosfos and Kedushin. So now I want to show you one of the Achronim here. What would you say about the following case? Any Kohanim Gedolim on today? Anybody Kohen Gadol? No, not yet. Any regular Kohanim here? Not that you'd admit to, huh? But basically, let's say somebody's brother, Chas V'Shalom, dies without children, and they happen to be a Kohen Gadol. So now you have the mitzvah of Yibum versus the lav and the aseh, because this woman is an almana, so it's a lav to a Kohen Gadol. She's also not a basula, and a Kohen Gadol has to marry a basula. So it's aseh versus lois aseh v'aseh. So how would you word that? According to the Riva, you'd say, okay, the lav you could push off, it can't push off the aseh. According to Tosfos and Kedushin, you would say, the lav is bolstered by an aseh, so it cannot even push off the lav. Would you say there are two problems, or there's one problem? Depends. According to the Riva, there's only one problem. The lav we could take care of, we can't take care of the aseh. According to Tosfos and Kedushin, there are two problems, you can't even take care of the lav. But Rashi says, Almana l'kohen gadol, Loishna nafla lefanav mina nesuin. It doesn't matter if this almana is from nesuin. If it's from nesuin, the hainu tarti legriusa. She has two problems. Chada de almanahi, v'ika lav de almana, loikach. V'oid de be'ulahi. She's a woman who had relations. V'ika isra ase legabe. Dechsev, isha bibsuleha, yikach. What's Rashi talking about that she has two problems? According to the Riva, the Aseh could push off the lav of Almana. It just can't push off the Aseh of Isha B'Psulah HaYikach. But why would Rashi say there are two problems? Rashi too seems to be saying, like Rabbi Yosef of Yushalayim, that when an Aseh joins up with a lav, the lav also cannot be pushed off. So Rashi, the Rambam, Rabbi Yosef of Yushalayim, they learn that even the lav cannot be pushed off when there's an Aseh. Masha'in Kain, Toysus and Chulin has a chiddush that the lav could be pushed off, it's just the aseh cannot be pushed off. So let's go to the Sefer Avaz David. I have to admit, I never heard of the Sefer. And today's shir comes from the Daf HaShavua gave out a chabura on the first, a chayveras on the first five blat with a bunch of sugyas. So for today's shir, I picked one of the sugyas and they sort of made it easier with these Mar Mekoymos. So he writes over here. B'din zeh de'ena se do'chalois se'ei va'aseh. We have machlokes v'shanim. Some say that the lav you could push off, but you can't push off the aseh because my omei hayaseh my emeseh. And some say that when there's a lois se'ei va'aseh, the lav is more chamor, and therefore the lav is not pushed off. And what's the nafkamino? Like we spoke out, if you violate the lav, that according to the first reason, you're not going to get malchus for the lav, because the lav is pushed away, and according to the second reason, you will get malchus. And Tosfos on that vav, and the Riva in Kedushin, he says, like the first tzad, it's the aseh cannot push off the aseh, but the lav it could push off. And he brings the question we pointed out, that it's not mashma in the lashon. The lashon is in aseh doicha lois aseh va'aseh, but that's not true. It's not that it can't push off a lois aseh va'aseh, it's just it cannot push off the aseh. But Tosfos and Kedushin, name of Rabbi Yosef Meretz Yisrael, he says, like the second sad, that since there's an aseh with the lav, the aseh bolsters the lav, and therefore the lav is not pushed away. And as we pointed out, the Rambam concurs, because the Rambam says if you're going to take the bird for Metzaira, you're going to get Malkus. That means the lav does not get pushed away. He quotes Rabbeinu Nissim. Now Rabbeinu Nissim says a little bit of a different Havana. Rabbeinu Nissim's Havana is not that the aseh bolsters the lav and the aseh cannot push away such a lav. It's just the Torah never said aseh doiche lois aseh against when there's also an aseh. Now, I just want to point out one little nafgamina maybe between the lambda spelled out by Tosfos in Kedushin as opposed to Rabbeinu Nissim. Now, as Alan pointed out, from Tosfos and Kedushin you see that even when the lav is bolstered by an aseh, that person's not chayivin because they're a woman, still you can't push off that lav. Now, What happened here? Oh, I don't have it. It's not on the sheet. So I want to speak on an interesting thought. Reb Chaim says that the svara of the Ri, right? The svara of Reb Yosef Me'aretz Yisrael. What's his svara? That a lav given with an asay, that lav is stronger. Says Reb Chaim Tells, l'chayra that would only be true if the lav and asay were given in one inyan. Like Yom Tif. Hashem said, Yom Tif, don't violate the lav, and Hashem said, Yom Tif, be mekayim and asay. However, if the lav and asay just happen to be coming together, that in this scenario, you happen to be violating a lav, and you happen to be violating an asay, we would never say the asay bolsters the lav. They were not given together. It happens to be in this circumstance, they are what we call nizdamim bepundek echa. They happen to meet up. But we would never say that intrinsically the lav is strengthened because of the presence of the asay, because this asay just happens to be here coincidentally, but it was not given over together with the lav. So in that case, the asay could push off the lav, but it couldn't push off the asay. But according to the Ran, perhaps, that Hashem never said asay, doicha lois asay. When there's a lav asay, it could be even if it's a lav and asay that are not nizdam, that even if they just happen to be in this circumstance, the asay could not push them off. And then it suggested another nafkamina, and that is sreifas kachim. Tosfos in Kedushin says a woman cannot burn kachim because even though a woman doesn't have an asay, but the lav of Yom Tif was given with the asay of Yom Tif, even though a woman is not mitzuvah in the asay of Yom Tif. But that might be true in the lumdus of Reb Yosef Me'aretz Yisrael, but in the lumdus of the Ran, that Hashem never gave asay doicha lois asay, if it's a lava asay, this is not a lava asay. Hashem never commanded a woman in a lava asay. If the pshat is that a lav given together with an asay is a stronger lav, so even if you particularly are not chayiv in that lav, but it's a stronger kind of lav because when Hashem gave it on Arsina, He gave it with an asay. Even though He didn't give it to this person with an asay, it was given together with the joining asay. Mashe Genkin in the Ran, where Hashem never said asay d'chalois asay if it's versus asay in a lav. It's not. For the woman, it's not. So, yesh lachgar in this svara of the Ran. I just want to end off with the Geshmak Akasha, the Noida Bihuda. Let's go back to the Riva. The Riva is in Tosfos and Chulin. The Riva says, Avada, the Asay pushes off the Lav. And if you violate the Lav, you're not Chayiv Malkus. Aber, you can't do it, because Mayo Mehay Asay Mehay Asay. So the Noida Bihuda brings a question, I believe from his son-in-law. And when your son-in-law asks a question, it's always a good question, you know? If your son-in-law is not a question, not a good question, this is a problem. But he says, Avul bezeh kasha li lahavin, harav agoin per Yisrael. This is the edim of the Noda Behuna, asking the Noda Behuna, asher mevara kol dara kasha gil nil lamoshe mipi agvura. The edim says to the shver, whatever you say is like halach lamoshe misinai. The Torah hi v'lomad ani tzarech on the Riva in Masech Techulen that Tosis brings, he asks that why are you not chayiv malchus? He says because it's true it's not doichet, but if you're not going to be chayiv malchus on the lav because the asay could push it off. So the edim of the Noda Behuda asks the following question: this guy who wants to violate a lava asay. Okay, you want to say he won't be Chayiv Malkus because the Asay will push off the Lav, fine. Is he allowed to violate the Lav Asay? Question, everyone. Are you, B'makoy, you have an Asay versus a Lav Asay. Are you allowed to violate the Lav Asay? No, you're not allowed to. Why? Mayome hayase vehayase. Okay, but I'm not chayv malchus because the ase pushes it off, but I'm not allowed to violate it. But if I do, I won't be chayv malchus. So what do we call someone who violates the lava ase? Do we call him a good guy? Or do we call him an avarian? He's an avarian because he's violating an ase. Well, if he's an avarian, then he just did what is called a mitzvah haba ba'avera. Well, if he did a mitzvah haba ba'avera, then it's not an ase. So if it's not an ase, how could it push off the lav? So if he can't push the lav, he should be chayiv malchus. So what in the world is the Riva talking about? That the lav is pushed off from the ase, but the ase can't push off the ase. Well, if the ase can't push off the ase, you're not allowed to do it. And if you're not allowed to do it, then it's not a mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah ba'avera. If it's a mitzvah ba'avera, then how could it push off the lav? And then you should be chayiv malchus. Frak the son of the Navy and he has died. Omoik Perusha Minella me many my yon is a chachma vichoikari menu. The soif kivon the ena se doichaloza say, afim ovar, va osa hasei. If you violate the ase, have a mitzvah babavera, va osa avero doiraisa. You violate avero doiraisa, gabi mitzvah doiraisa. Vizeloi moyo lukule alma. And according to everyone, this is not beneficial. Va have a mitzvah babavera. Deloy asa hai mitzvah sase klal. Mitzvah haba ba'avera is not a mitzvah sase at all. Ve'enoi moyel. Ve'oz loy dochi afilo haloy sase. Then you're not even going to be pushing off the lab, keeping the mitzvah haba ba'avera. Enoi moyel afilo b'di eved. K'may shematzinu kama mamim b'shas v'sukah v'chadoyme. V'shaper loki al alav. So you should get malchus, kivan da ase enoi moyel, neged alav. Kivan da mitzvah haba ba'avera. V'loma pir shariva yichad avar eno loike. Laniyas daiti mitzvah latarza. The kol kach divrei chasnoi. These are the words of your son-in-law Hamis Abek ba'afar raglov, who rolls in the dust of his feet. Talmidai, I'm ready to hear what you have to say. So I'm not sure what Nadiyud is going to answer. We'll see if we could. I did not work this out. Nadiyud says dvarim yisham lechayim him. What you're saying is good. V'divrei tam b'yishav shinai asugas begidim rachos. Basically, he gives him some good compliments, as every shver needs to give to his son-in-law. Somebody asked Rav Avigdor Miller, is a father-in-law allowed to give advice to his son-in-law? So Rav Miller said, a father-in-law can only give his son-in-law two things, money and kavod, but that's it. So, no advice. But the Navi Yehuda basically says like this, that even though ein asei doich alois asei va'asei b'di'eved, when we say b'di'eved, if you're mekayim the asei, you're mekayim a mitzvah. You're not supposed to do it, but b'di'eved, if you did it, you're mekayim a mitzvah. He says, Let's read it one more time. Tzricha nagar ubar nagar di afrikine. Basically, it says, no, this is a tough kasha. You need a carpenter, the son of a carpenter, to take it apart. Ki bevade ufi asvara, ki mechein asei doich asei, memelo lekayim asei klal, venimsa avar alav, shalai b'makam mitzvah. V'raya l'davar, shebemakam she'en adin noisin she'idcha, afilo avar v'asa lo'ikiyem asei klal. We know that chai ve'lavin midoi reis are chai ven chalitza b'nan yibam. But if you did yibam, you're koina. That means if the asei of yibam is not doicha the lav of amana, then even b'di'evet, you should not be koina. So the Noi de Behuda says, the upshot of the Noi de Behuda is that the Asay could push off away the other Asay, b'di'eved. L'chatchila, we don't say it pushes it away. But b'di'eved, if you were mekayim it, then it would be a kiyama mitzvah. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, we're going to hold it over here. The bottom line is there are two shitas in the Rishonim when we say in Asei Doich Halois Asei V'Asei. Is it that it can push off the Asei, but the Lav, it could push off? That's Tosis and Chulin. However, the Rambam, Rashi, And Tosfos explains in Kedushin, Rabbi Yosef of Yerushalayim, that the aseh bolsters the lav, that it doesn't even push off the lav. Okay, Rabbi Yosef, have a great day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Mother's Day. You know, okay, enjoy. Kol tov. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Rachtia.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.